Would you like to help a college or seminary student attend the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference? You can purchase a conference scholarship for a contribution of $125 to Issues, Etc. You can donate online at issuesetc.org/scholarship, or you can make your $125 check payable to Issues, Etc. Write scholarship in the memo line and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. There's something about American Christianity that is always tempted to meld its Americanism and its Christianity together. I don't know if it accounts for these evangelical leaders who have thrown in with President Trump or not. Maybe it does. Maybe it's just political opportunism. There's always someone out there on the religious left or right who is attracted to power, who is attracted to the halls of power. But one wonders whether or not we give biblical significance to things that are purely temporal, that the Bible has nothing to say about, in that temptation to meld our Americanism with our Christianity. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. It's time for This Week in Pop Christianity. Today we're going to be talking about a Trump Cyrus coin being offered by Jim Baker and Lance Wall. Now, Pastor Chris Roseborough joins us. He's pastor of Kongsvinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
So I'm wondering, how prevalent is the belief among evangelicals that the United States is a special covenant nation of God, most favored nation status? Mm-hmm. And how does this belief impact their view of politics and, in particular, of President Donald Trump?
Great question. You'll note that evangelicals, many of them, especially in the kind of the post-Jonathan Cahn era, and I have to explain what I mean by that, there was a book that came out several years back called The Harbinger. And in the book The Harbinger, it really pushed this idea, and this is a multi-million dollar, million copy New York Best Times bestseller. The idea was pushed in there, and it built off of the major themes of evangelicalism, that America, at its inception, it put itself, the leaders of the American Revolution intentionally put themselves in covenant with God, kind of the way Israel did, and therefore the United States of America serves a very unique covenant role among nations that other nations just haven't, they haven't entered into this covenant. So in the evangelicalism, many streams of it believe that the United States has a special covenant status as a nation with God, and therefore what they end up doing is looking at American politics and trying to divine it. This is kind of similarly the way you would look at the way kings operated in ancient Israel, in the theocracy that existed in the Old Covenant. And as a result of it, they always see these patterns and things like that from the Old Testament, it playing out in American politics in the present, and they erroneously think that somehow the kingdom of God is meshed, melded to, or married to the fate of American politics for good or for ill. And it's really a mess. They don't properly distinguish between what the kingdom is, and as a result of it, they now see texts in the Bible relating to American presidents that have nothing to do with American presidents at all.
All right, then I guess what makes me wonder here is, often the connection has been made with President Trump to one King Cyrus of the Old Testament. It's going to figure into our conversation here. Can you give us the Sunday school version of who this king was?
Cyrus was the fellow who, during the Babylonian captivity of the Jews, he was the one who allowed them to go back to Jerusalem. So he was the one who permitted the Jews to head back to rebuild the wall, rebuild the temple. And so he has a prominent role in Scripture. And in Isaiah chapter 45, long before his grandparents were even born, God names Cyrus by name. you know, across time, and you know, names him by name, says what he's going to do, and it's a stunning prophecy before Cyrus was even a twinkle in the eyes of his grandfather, and it's just amazing, you know, of the accuracy of it. But what evangelicals are doing with this text is, because Donald Trump is the 45th president of the United States, they are going into Isaiah 45 and making Cyrus a type and shadow of all people, Donald Trump.
Okay, I want you to explain that, that Cyrus is, who is actually referred to as God's anointed at one point, is a type and shadow of Donald Trump rather than who?
Christ. See, here's the thing, is that Scripture tells you how to interpret it, and a lot of people don't know what to do with the Old Testament. You know, what do you do with the story of, like, you know, David and Goliath? What do you do with the story of Samson? What do you do with the story of Joshua parting the Jordan and the children of Israel conquest of Canaan? Well, Scripture is very clear. The New Testament tells us, like in Colossians chapter 2, regarding the old covenant and the feast and festivals. And listen to what it says. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food or drink, or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. That's one text that kind of teaches this out. And then another is in Hebrews 10, that it says this in Hebrews 10:1, since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. And so here's Scripture telling us that the Old Testament is type and shadow. These are shadows and types, and kind of symbolically, these stories are all pointing us towards Christ. So nowhere in the Old Testament are we to look for a type and shadow that doesn't point to Jesus. We should always be looking for them pointing to Jesus, but not to Donald Trump or even the previous administration or the one that will come down, you know, the road later, you know, in our history. You know, the types and shadows always find their fulfillment in the substance in Jesus himself.
Who are we going to hear from first, Chris, and what are we going to hear?
Okay, this first soundbite is going to go in so many bad directions, but we're going to be listening to Jim Baker interviewing Lance Wellnau as they are just very overtly promoting the sale of this $45 gold. It's not really gold. It's electroplated gold coin of Trump and Cyrus, and we'll just kind of let it all play out, and then we'll pick it apart.
Tell us about the coin from Israel.
Trump, Cyrus.
And it's Cyrus and Trump's picture on the front. The Sanhedrin approached you about this,
it's
right?
Crazy. I mean, honestly, life gets surreal at times. And so I was talking about Donald Trump and Cyrus, and I was getting banged on by the New York Times and all the left media because they said these evangelicals are nuts. They're trying to make Donald Trump, that barbarian, into a Bible hero. And it's like they're calling him a Bible character. And I'm going, oh, my
boy, is
God.
He a Bible character.
He is a Bible character. Yeah,
like, holy, like, you're a Bible character.
Exactly. So I got a call from the guy from the Sanhedrin. Say, well, the Sanhedrin wants to thank you for your work with Donald Trump. They've been following the prophecies on Cyrus with great. This is a Jewish Sanhedrin, and they agree with what you've said, and they're minting a coin and sending it to you. It is a coin of the head of Cyrus and Donald Trump. And the new and expected Jewish temple on the other side, they believe this is a prophetic minted coin, and they're calling it the temple coin. Wow, that's amazing. They had more creativity and faith in my prophecy than I did.
Right.
So then I met you, and you said, why don't you do something? I thought, yes, why don't I do something?
And on the back, Isaiah 45:1 is on the back of the coin. And
this is beautiful.
Tell me, you talked about him being Cyrus, a type of Cyrus.
A type of Cyrus. And the reality is that the Jewish people had an external deliverer that came in, because the Jews were in a messed up condition. And when they were in Babylon, God raised up an outsider. And Donald Trump was not one of the card-carrying evangelicals. We had seven evangelicals going in and an outsider.
Yes.
And I started looking at the 45th presidency, and then I heard the Lord say Isaiah 45. And I went to it, and there it is. Thus says the Lord to Cyrus, whom I've anointed, I am going to loose the belts of kings. I am going to open up the pathway. And it's a prophecy 100 years before Cyrus was born, written by Isaiah, about the coming leader who was going to deliver the Jewish people.
Okay, we'll get into the kind of Franklin Mint aspect of this in a few minutes. But first of all, he's trying to explain to us how he arrived at his conclusion that Cyrus was foretelling Donald Trump.
Right. And he said, the Lord said to me, Isaiah 45. In other words, the way he came up with this is he claims God audibly told him that connection needs to be made. And therefore, since God told him this, the proper understanding of Isaiah 45 and why God had it penned all along was to point us not to Cyrus of the Medes and the Persians, but to Donald Trump, which is just unbelievable when you think about it. And to back all of this up, you know, this is a prophecy that Lance Wanaugh made before the election. He now claims that the Sanhedrin in Israel is backing him up, and they sent him the first version of this prophetic minted coin. And I would just like to point out that the Sanhedrin has not ever been known to be great allies of Christianity and the preaching of Christ and him crucified for our sins. They played a role in the crucifixion of Christ, and you know, they played a role in opposing the gospel as it was being spread by the apostles. And so this whole thing just doesn't make a lick of sense, that the right way of understanding Isaiah 45 is it's really pointing to Trump, and then that we've got a prophetic coin that was struck by the Sanhedrin, which they've remade and now are selling on the Jim Baker show. And of course, the important part is about this coin is that, well, it's minted in Israel. So, you know, my question is, does the thing stop bullets? You know, if I put it in my chest pocket and I'm driving through a bad neighborhood, can I expect that it's going to, you know, rescue me and be a good luck charm and, you know, and stop bullets and flak and things like that, or keep bad things from happening to me? I mean, they're making it sound like this is some kind of magical prophetic talisman or something.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. He said just a moment ago, there's so much wrong with even the first soundbite that we heard there. It'll take us a few minutes to sort it out. We'll be doing that on the other side of the break. Pastor Chris Roseborough is host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith.
St. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, panto te chairete, rejoice always, always rejoice. And the word he uses there is the same word which is used for grace, same root.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at the 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
By grace you are saved by faith, and this not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. That's square one. And then Paul goes on to say, pray without ceasing and give thanks. Those all belong together. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks, all under the grace of Christ. The result is a deep joy.
You can meet and hear President Matt Harrison making the case for being joyfully Lutheran at the one and only 2019 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org.
This is Pastor Philip Hauser with Lamb of God Lutheran Church in Papillion, Nebraska. We're faithful to the Lutheran confessions as recorded in the Book of Concord, and our services are traditional Eucharistic liturgies in accordance with the ancient texts Saturday evening and Sunday morning. If you're ever in Omaha, come visit us. We're on Lincoln Street between 84th and 96th in Papillion. Our website is lambofgodlcms.org.
I believe in the Holy Spirit. Christians confess these words each week during the Divine Service. But have you ever wondered, who is the Holy Spirit? Join Curtis Giese, Jeffrey Oswald, Charles Gieschen, and others in the May issue of the Lutheran Witness as they consider the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Special highlights include a Bible study by Matt Richard and an original Pentecost hymn text by Mark Preuss. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Faith Lutheran, East Wenatchee, Washington. Grace Lutheran, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemont, Minnesota. Prince of Peace Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa. Resurrection Lutheran, Louisville, Kentucky. St. Paul Lutheran, Hancock, Maryland. St. John Lutheran, New Berlin, Illinois. Trinity Lutheran, Valonia, Indiana. And Hope Lutheran, Fremont, California. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. We are listening to Jim Baker and Lance Wall now pitching a coin, a Trump Cyrus coin minted in Israel. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith is our guest. What's up next, Chris?
So this idea then that we have to look at Isaiah 45 and the life of Cyrus, then that would pull into Nehemiah and Ezra and Zerubbabel and other characters, including Daniel. They're going to be making the claim that if we want to really understand what's going on right now in politics in the United States, we've got to really delve into this. And they're going to work with this theme and use these biblical texts to try to demonstrate there's some kind of pattern we need to be paying attention to right now in politics because of this.
Well, I looked at that and I said, my gosh, if I keep reading it, it says, and the Lord says, I'm doing this, though you do not know me. And I thought, of course, Donald Trump doesn't know the Lord. He's prayed with half a dozen evangelists since then, I'm telling you, because I talked to them. But at that point, he didn't know the Lord. He went down to Iowa and was interviewed by the evangelicals. They said, and have you ever had a sin that you repented of? And he goes, none that I could think of. <It's> like,
oh, man.
It's like the total wrong answer for our crowd.
Then
the Lord said,
went crazy.
I have called him for my people Israel for Jacob's sake, which would be the church and Israel,
Wow. Though
he does not even know me. And I thought, oh, my God, the person of God's anointed is the one who doesn't know him. Because America doesn't know who God is right now. And so God's got a controversy with the church for letting America get in the condition it's in. So he's going to pick the vessel he wants to start to fix it.
That's it. That's so good.
And I'll tell you, there's an anointing on that if you catch it.
Wow. The authority of the word of God. And here, this coin is minted in Israel. And so you receive the video. This is about an hour long, I would say.
Yeah, it is. And it explains, and Jim, what's important about this, which is different than anything else I did, is the church is in desperate need of clarity. Christians are still confused. Yes, they're confused because leaders are confused.
Wow.
And so here's where we are. The prophecy that God would raise up a deliverer was Jeremiah. Daniel went into praying, the 70-year cycle would end. And when he did, while Daniel was in Babylon, Cyrus came in. Daniel, we believe, went to Cyrus, according to historians, and showed him the prophecies that had predicted his emergence. And that was why he made a decree that the Jews could return to Israel and build their house. Where we are now is in this stage where prophetic voices have been prophesying revival, awakening, God's going to do great things, and suddenly it looked like America was going over a cliff. And we're going, oh, my God, is it all over with this last election? And some of us saw it. You saw it more clearly than most. And but the prophetic promise for America required intercession. And so intercession and fasting came before this election at an unprecedented rate. So where we are now is we're right at the moment where prophecy's been done. Intercessions happened. God's put a Cyrus in there like a wrecking ball. Now the next phase is the response to the open window and the open door.
Okay, Chris, this doesn't happen very often, but I'm completely confused.
Well, you see, your problem, Todd, is you're not reading your Bible with an open copy of USA Today. If you would be doing that, then you would sit there and go, well, of course. You know, if when you read Daniel and the, you know, and his prayer, you know, that their 70 years of captivity would come to an end, because that's when Cyrus was there, then you would recognize that that's all prophetic, pointing to the stage where we're at right now in U.S. politics. See? You see how this works? And you'll note how effortlessly, it's actually breathtaking to watch what Lance Wellnow will reference something in the Bible, Book of Daniel here, at Book of Jeremiah, and then just immediately, without even taking a breath, just start talking about the state of politics in the U.S., and that somehow there's some pattern going on in Daniel that is playing out right in front of our eyes. If only you would have cracked the code the way Lance Wellnow did, because he was the first person to spot this pattern. And of course, God is the one who clued him into it by telling him that Isaiah 45 was really about Trump.
Okay, so the real Cyrus affected the return of many of the exiles.
Right.
I'm sure he had his own political, economic, personal reasons for doing such things.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are not even really relevant, because we understand that God was directing these things providentially to happen. What is the new Cyrus, the fulfillment of, by their lights, Donald Trump? What is God having him do?
I guess save the United States and at the same time, you know, protect the church and Israel. I mean, keep in mind, Donald Trump did move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So they consider that to be part of the fulfillment of Isaiah 45 and the Cyrus prophecies as it supposedly relates to Trump. So he's a guy who's God's fellow, who doesn't even really know God, whom God is using for the sake of Christians and Israel alike.
What's up next, Chris?
If we properly, according to Lance Wellnow, recognize where we are in this biblical pattern, well, then we can look ahead in the pattern to see what's coming next. And that's exactly what they're going to do.
It's the Christian moment, and Christians are staring at the open door, not knowing what to do. This is where Zerubbabel and Ezra and the characters we don't study enough, the characters who went in through the open door, a remnant responded to the opportunity. They moved in. God sent revival to build his house. And then Nehemiah followed up and rebuilt a wall.
And you're telling us what's going on. Every preacher should have this tape to know what's next and know the plan in the Bible.
Yes.
And you go beyond Cyrus. It is the now. It'll help you understand where we're going. And you bring us beyond Cyrus. You bring us what's next.
Right. It's happening now, because the house of God was being restored. And then the wall was built. To this day, I don't think we understand the relationship between Nehemiah and our own history. What's the big subject right now on the border? It's the wall.
Yeah.
What was the big issue in Israel? The wall.
Right.
What's the common ground? The common ground is Satan wants to tear down nation states that have God's calling on them. What this does is this gives you, in this manual, the timeline for God's counter movement. Mm-hmm. I could describe what's bad. We all get it. But what's the move God's doing? We have the prophets prophesying. It's the voice of God telling us what's coming and what is possible. And so out of that comes intercession. How many of you have been praying all across America? How many of you have been praying? This coin is our point of contact. When I asked the Lord why the coin, the Lord said, because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with a million other believers to pray protection and peace and wisdom and counsel over the President of the United States and over his family.
Mm-hmm.
That's our point of contact every day. Right. When you see it, remember,
yeah,
God puts something in your hand that you have a role in.
Right.
Get them now while we have them.
They're beautiful.
Get it now if you want to do it.
Oh my.
Okay, so he used a term of art there that is very common in these circles of kind of the Christian fringe several times. Point of contact. What does it mean?
Yeah. So you'll note, coming back then to the coin itself, he claims, I asked the Lord. He's having conversations with God. And he's claiming that God is the one behind the creation of this coin. And why should we have this coin? And why should people get it? Answer, it's a point of contact. And it's a point of contact then with you and God. And you having that then, you know, you recognize you are obeying the present, current, now voice of God. And that point of contact then, supposedly God is using to remind you daily to pray for Donald Trump. Now, a little bit of a note. We should be praying daily for Donald Trump. We pray for Donald Trump every divine service at our congregation. And, you know, and so praying for Trump, that's an important thing. Scripture commands us to pray for our leaders and our heads of state and our government officials. This is explicitly laid out for us in Romans chapter 13. But I don't need a point of contact, yet alone some kind of so-called prophetic coin to remind me to do that. And I would note that using a number two pencil and a piece of paper to write down a prayer list and include on the list Donald Trump is significantly less expensive than the $45 that you would need to send in to Jim Baker and Lance Wellnot to get a hold of this gold electroplated thing supposedly minted in Israel. But yeah, again, you'll note that as they keep talking about the coin, the implication is that it's somehow miraculous, that it's somehow ordained by God, commanded by God, that it has special qualities, spiritual abilities that are imbued in it, all because the way they're talking about it. It's minted in Israel. God says that it's a point of contact. It's a prophetic coin and all this kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, it is a very cheap metal that is electroplated with gold. And if you keep it in your pocket for too long, the electroplating is going to wear off and the green, your hands are going to get green, your pockets are going to get green by the cheap zinc metal on the inside of this thing. So, you know, this whole thing just reeks of somebody who is trying to make merchandise of people and basically prey on their superstitions and their lack of understanding of Scripture. And this is not how God operates. This is not a prophetic coin. This is a scam that these guys are running, and they're twisting God's word terribly to promote this thing. In fact, I would argue, go back to your small catechism. Second commandment says you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. And Luther asked, Was ist das? What does this mean? And it means that we should fear and love God so we do not curse or swear or use satanic arts or lie or deceive by his name. And that's exactly what Lance Wallnau and Jim Baker are doing. They are lying and deceiving by the name of God, twisting his word. And, you know, in order to sell these $45 cheap garbage coins that just the very symbols on them show that they're twisting God's word in order to make a buck.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about a Trump Cyrus gold coin offered by Jim Baker and Lance Wallnau. Chris just mentioned Luther's Small Catechism. It is much better to have the instruction from Luther's Small Catechism than the peddling of wares that we find in pop Christianity today, literally peddling wares. The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for May is Luther's Small Catechism and his Large Catechism bound together. You can find out more about this resource at our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order Luther's Small and Large Catechisms bound together, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. More from Jim Baker and Lance Wallnau on their coin and Pastor Chris Roseborough's response after this.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During May, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU. Good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you a high school guy or girl interested in theology and thinking about becoming a pastor or deaconess? Christ Academy High School at Concordia Theological Seminary is the thing for you. Spend 2 weeks worshiping and learning like a seminary student while having fun and building lasting friendships. Join us this summer at Christ Academy from June 16th to the 29th. Visit ctsfw.edu/ca for more info.
I'm delighted to be chairman of Preach the Word Project, a project of our Synod to strengthen the preaching of all of us pastors in the Synod. We know how eternally important that is.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Carl Fekencher talking about the new Preach the Word Project.
So we've put together a program of 12 modules that will be coming out this year and over the next 3 years on a variety of preaching topics for pastors to do together with two other pastors, two guys they trust, two guys they feel comfortable with, written materials and very fine video quality materials that are now becoming available.
Preach the Word helps pastors work together to improve their preaching with several resources and by interacting with seminary professors and fellow preachers. Find out more at lcms.org/preachtheword. lcms.org/preachtheword. Preaching is challenging business. We all can use some fresh ideas. lcms.org/preachtheword. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop Christianity. We're talking about a coin being hawked by Jim Baker and Lance Wallnell featuring Old Testament King Cyrus and 21st century American President Donald Trump. What's next, Chris?
Well, like any good sale, you got to close the sale. And so the last soundbite is their overt closing of the sale to get people to, you know, purchase these coins.
Well, I love what Lance just said.
It's great Father's Day gift.
Oh, yeah. Great, great idea. Great idea, honey. No, I love what you said. Why the coin? You asked why the Lord, why the coin? Because it's a point of contact. So when you see it, you have it there or you have it in your, wherever you have it. Every day you see it, it reminds you to pray for our president, pray
That's
for
right.
the first lady, pray for our vice president, all the families, everybody.
Order it right now. This is this information that you need right now. And the chart brings you right through the Cyrus era, right on through to Nehemiah. And the prophetic timeline is here in the book. And there's even some pictures and things like that in the book. But it is a teaching on Cyrus and Trump and discover the prophetic pattern hidden in the Bible that explains the rise of Donald Trump and what is coming next. That's what we need to know, what is happening next. And you need to be a part of it.
All right, Chris. Ordinarily, when we're being sold these coins, it's taking place late night after Jimmy Fallon has signed off and all the late night comedians have had their crack at the ratings. And it's a commercial. And it's pretty blatant that, you know, you can order this and order the whole set and they're collector's items. Much more is being offered here than merely a collector's item. Are they, in essence, saying that this coin is not only a reminder of what they believe is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, but in fact a sacrament for those who buy it from them?
Oh, that's a great question. So let's define sacrament real quick. Sacrament, basically the word means mystery, and we understand it that a sacrament exists when you have earthly matter connected to a promise, an explicit promise of God. So in when it comes to baptism, we Luther asked the question in the Small Catechism, how can water do such great things? You know, talking about all these things. Well, it's not the water that does this. It's the water and the word and the promises. And so what they've done is they have effectively, and this is a great point on your part, turned this cheap, and I mean just cheap electroplated thing, this Trump coin, they've turned it into a sacrament because it's going to make it a contact point with you and God, and the support materials that come with it are going to give you a preview and help you to see the future, based upon this secret pattern that's hidden in there, that the support material that comes with the coin is going to prepare you so that you know exactly what's coming down the pike, because they've divined this this pattern regarding Cyrus and Trump. And yeah, it's you might as well believe in magic beans, because that's pretty much what they're selling at this point.
So the real danger here is that they have taken the scripture, and as you pointed out earlier, they have twisted it into a direction it was never intended to go. They have turned the vector of Cyrus in the Old Testament away from Christ and toward it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump, a U.S. president. It could be any president. And who knows, maybe 20 years from now they'll be doing it with a different president. I think they probably will be. What is the danger of doing that? What is the danger of turning the arrows in the Old Testament that all, big and small, point to Jesus, and aiming them at someone else?
Well, you run the danger of suffering the fate of the Pharisees. In John chapter 5, Jesus has one of his clashes with the Pharisees, and he says to the Pharisees, he said, "You diligently search the scriptures because you think that in them you have life. But they are the very scriptures that testify of me, and you refuse to come to me so that you might have life." So what ends up happening is when you take all of the vectors, as you say, and rather than point them to Jesus, you point them to somebody else, you miss the entire story, and you risk being like the Pharisees, where you diligently study the scriptures, but to no avail. Because the book remains locked up, because the scriptures are about Christ. They point to him in so many different ways. You think of Christ on the road to Emmaus, how he opened up the scriptures to them to show them that all the things that happened had to take place. And one of them says, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he opened up the scriptures to us?" And that's the point, is that they point to Jesus. They show us what our real problem is. Our real problem is not American politics. Our real problem is that we're born dead in trespasses and sins and under the judgment of God and under the curse. Christ has come to reconcile us to the Father by bleeding and dying for our sins, rising from the grave on the third day, and he's promised us full pardon, reconciliation, and eternal life as a gift. And so when you read the scriptures and you're looking for Trump or Obama or whoever, you know, just name the U.S. politician, you're missing the whole point of scripture. It's as if you're stepping on ants while elephants are walking by. You're missing the whole show, and that's the point, and that's the danger. And when you miss Christ, you miss salvation and eternal life, and that's not a good thing.
Pastor Chris Rosebrough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota. He hosts the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. You can listen to Fighting for the Faith immediately after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. today at 5 Central at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Chris, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll hear a presentation from Washington, D.C. journalist Mark Hemingway on religious liberty, and we'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about Jesus turning sorrow into joy from John chapter 16. Look, if they weren't selling them, if people weren't buying them, they wouldn't take all that precious TV time to try and sell you one of these false promises. At the heart of a true sacrament is God's true promise regarding the forgiveness of sins in Christ. If the sacrament they're trying to sell you has no such promise, It is a false hope, and it points you away from your Savior. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come, there is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.